Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Good.
Unlimited, anytime, anywhere minutes. Prayer, the power to connect, powered by God.
Can you hear me now? Good.
All right. Can you hear me now? You know, that's a really important question, because a lot of times some people get into this thing and you go through things in your life and you wonder, does God really hear? Now, does God really hear what we're praying about? Does God really hear what's going on? Because, like, you know, many of you know that Scott and I have been working on trying to find a house for the last umpteen months. And we found one that we really liked. You know, I really liked. And it was like, okay, God, we got to have this house. But yet in that prayer, it was always, but you know best, so you take us where we need to be. And it got down to that point, and it was like, okay, we're here, you know. There's nobody else have an offer in the house. I mean, they had two ahead of us. They changed the price. We offered them more than they were asking. Nobody else had an offering on the house. We were paying more than they asked for. 5 weeks went by, and we didn't hear anything. And it's like, what's the deal with this? That's one of those things where you start saying, can you hear me now? And then they said, oh, we decided not to sell it. And it's bank-owned. And it's like, why would they decide not to sell it other than God's protecting us from ourselves? You know, type thing. And so it was, you wondered, you know. But now, you know, we're going to close on a house tomorrow. And so it was like, okay, thank you, Lord. It's better house, cheaper, you know, all the things you really like, you know, in that part. And so in that light, what I wanted to talk about is the fact that God does want to talk to us, okay, in our lives. But the first thing we have to remember is the first scripture that we're going to put up there, and that's Hebrews 11:6. It's not in your bulletin, by the way, so you have to read it up here. And I'm going to let you read it. So you're ready? Read. Okay. Now, in this thing called prayer and communication and relationships, they all tie together. Okay. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, you talk to them and they talk to you, hopefully, or you can't really call it a relationship, can you? You know, you can talk to a wooden dummy and it doesn't talk back unless you're a good ventriloquist. And so, you know, you can do that, but in order for this communication and stuff to happen, first you have to believe that God exists, for one, because if you don't, your prayers are kind of stupid and wasted of time. And secondly, you have to believe that God wants to reward you, wants to bless you, wants to make a difference in your life. If you don't think that God's going to make a difference in your life again, you're wasting your time. It's called faith. So if you don't believe that it's going to happen, it's not, okay? And so the first thing up there in this thing, we looked at this, can you hear me now, can you hear me now, can you hear me now? And we know that God hears us. The question is, can you hear him now? Do we stop and listen to what God says, okay? Why is it important that we do that? Well, in Luke 8:8, Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Anybody not have ears? I don't see anybody here. Okay? So Jesus is saying, listen up. I'm going to tell you something that's important. Listen to what I say. Listen to what I say. Because if you ask me, if Jeff asks me something, I'm going to answer him, right? Now, I'm not God, so my answer might be, I haven't a clue. Yeah, huh? You ever get that point? Do we always have the courage to say, I don't know? You know, people say, can I ask you a question? I say, you didn't ask. You know? So why is it important that we hear from God? Well, one, if it proves that we're part of God's family. If we're a part of God's family, God's going to talk to us. Okay? Again, in John 10:27, Jesus said, "My sheep recognize my voice, and they follow me." If you're not part of God's family, you're not going to recognize God's voice. And you're not going to talk to God to find out about it. Okay? So it's important that we realize that we are part of God's family. And God wants to talk to us. Okay? Secondly, in Proverbs 3:6, it tells us that it helps us not to make mistakes. Listen for God's voice in everything you do and everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen. Notice the key words there. Everything you do, everywhere you go. There's nothing too insignificant to talk to God about. I know people that make all kinds of decisions every day, but they turn to God always first. And when they don't, how many of you have been in a situation where you're in that prayerful mode and the Spirit tells you to do something and you don't? And you regret it? You regret it? Mm-hmm. And you go, or there's those times that when the Spirit's just almost yelling at you, don't, you didn't even ask. Don't do it. And you go, geez, why did I do that? You know, I'm not God and I even know better than that. You know, but it keeps us from making mistakes. When we listen to what God's saying, it keeps us from making mistakes. But you have to listen. He who has an ear, let him hear. Okay? And it also brings us success. In Psalms 32:8, I will guide you along the best path for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Now, what's this key word in that one? I will guide you along the best path for whose life? For your life. God's not going to take me down the same road that God takes John or Chris or Karen. Or even Scott. Yeah, or even Scott, yeah. You know, I mean, Scott and I, anybody know Scott and I? We're so different. I mean, it's like night and day, you know. I love him dearly, you know. But the path that you're going to walk is your path. Not mine. Not Summer's. It's your path. That's why it's called a relationship. Amen. Okay? So God's going to take you down that path. And I will watch and I will advise and watch over you. But again, we have to listen. Okay? So what do we do? What's our part in preparing? Well, there's a little parable in here that Jesus gave. And it's in Luke. And it's 8 through 15, and it's the parable of the sower. Familiar with that parable? Jesus talks about the parable, how the farmer goes out and he scattered seed. And as he's scattering the seed, some falls by the path, some falls by the rock, some falls in with the weeds, another falls on good ground. Okay? So in that parable, the farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Okay? And so in this part here, what Jesus is starting off with, he says, you got to have an open mind. You got to have an open mind in that. Because the seeds are being scattered. When you pick up this one or the fat one, the complete, this is the New Testament, and this is the complete Bible. When you pick this up and you start reading it, what's happening? Seeds are being planted. Seeds are being planted. And we have to be willing to let those seeds grow. Okay? So he's saying have an open mind. And this is where, in the first part here in 5, is where he tells the parable. Then, after everybody leaves, the disciples come along and they say, what does that mean? And so then in Luke 8:12, he explains it, okay? Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they may not believe and be saved. Basically what he's saying, these are the people with closed minds. The mind is closed. Doesn't matter what you, how much you plant it, how much you try and cultivate it, how many seeds you put there, they're not going to grow. They get trampled on. And so this, in this parable, Jesus is talking about our minds, and he's comparing that mind to dirt. Okay? So the next time somebody says, Bevan, you got a dirty mind, you say, thank you. Okay? Because the seed that got planted is growing. It is. Now, I've known Bevan for years. And I can tell you, compared to where Bevan is right now from 5 years ago, it's a big difference, right? Yeah. And I can say that about a lot of you. I've watched the word work in you, and I've watched it grow. So, yes, you have dirty minds. Okay? They're not closed. But what causes a closed mind? Okay? It talks about the dirt being hard. It can't get in. It can't grow because it's closed, okay? But what causes it? Fear? You're afraid? Oh, let me tell you. When I was going through school, I thought, I don't want to do that because I'm going to become one of those Jesus freaks. You know, I'm going to become too religious. Well, I found out that religion's not it anyway, so you don't want to try for religion anyhow. So if you're becoming too religious, please get over it. Work on the spiritual side of it. Okay? Pride. I'm too proud to let it grow. I'm too proud to let it sink in. When I read about a fall that I have in there, I go, oh. You know? Bitterness. A church I belong to, hurt you, so you become bitter. And so you classify them all the same way, okay? In James 1:21, it says, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the message God has planted in your hearts, for it is strong enough to save your soul. Amen. Gladly, what? Get rid of it. But humbly accept the message. Humbly accept the message. For it is strong enough to save your soul if you accept it. Okay? So we need to accept that. So we can't have a closed mind. Okay? And in order to allow the seed to grow, we have to allow time for it to sink in. I'm a little dense sometimes, and so I have to have it sink in. When you plant a seed in the dirt, you don't put it in, cover it over, and it pops up. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. Okay? You have to wait for it. The other part is you put the seed in the ground, and you don't go, nope, not growing yet. Nope, not growing yet. You have to let it grow. And it will. Okay? So you have to give it time. It planting. And Luke 8:6 says, other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed began to grow, but soon it withered and died for lack of moisture. What you have to say, what it's saying here is we have to nurture the growth. We have to nurture the growth. And again, in explaining it in Luke 8:13, The rocky soil represents those who hear the message with joy, but like the young plants in such soil, their roots don't go very deep. They believe for a while, but they wait, but they wilt. Thank you. My dyslexia cut in right there. It was like, does what? They wilt when the hot wind of testing blows. They hear it. They get into it a little bit, but they never go any deeper. They hear the message, but then they take one of these home and they put it on their coffee table and it sits there and it gets a layer of dust. Or if you go in my office, I have bookshelves full of books, but they don't do you a lot of good sitting on the shelf. Have I read all those books? Not on your life. I'm not a good reader. I've read a lot of them. But why did I buy them? Because they were half price. No, that's the truth. They were half price. And I thought, you know what? This is good. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to take it. I may not read all. I've read a lot of parts of a lot of those. I may not read it, but you know what? They're back there. If you want to check them out, you can. I have a little card. You go back there. You find the book you want. You put your name on the card, the title of the book. I stick it in my desk drawer. And 6 months later, I go, oh, yeah. Somebody's got this book checked out. You know? But that's why they're there. For you. It's a library. And people do check them out. And they take them and they read them. But if you plant the seed and you don't do anything with it, it will wither. If you don't water it, it will die. If you don't put it in the sunlight, it will die. Okay? My sister has a brown thumb. She can kill anything. Her artificial plants wither. I mean, you know. So, you know, you've got to do something with what you have. You can't take it home and lay your head on it and go, oh, how comfortable. Okay? And shallow is it's just superficial. It's just a superficial relationship. Have you ever been in a superficial relationship with somebody? Usually people at work, different people like that. It's very shallow. You can't depend on them. Anything like that. Okay? Okay, the third one is about distractions in Luke 8:7. Other seed fell in the weeds. The weeds grew with it and strangled it. How many of you know some weeds? Do you have weeds in your life? Too many. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not asking you to raise your hand. Okay, I got my hand up, but you know, if you are an alcoholic, weeds in your life are people who would encourage you to drink. Or if you have problems with drugs, who would encourage you to use drugs? If you have a problem with anger, they push your buttons. They gossip. They're weeds in your life. Because what they do is they turn you inside out. Okay? They're weeds. You have to recognize what they are. In Luke 8:14, seeds that, this is Jesus explaining again. The seeds that fall among the weeds stands for those who hear, but as they grow, as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they don't mature. So what chokes it?
Distractions.
They are choked by life's worries. Any of you have worries? Financial? Relational? What else? Situational? Work? Riches? Anybody suffering from too much money? Oh, okay. But you know what? It can be a blessing. I mean, it can be a blessing. It can be a cursing. You know, I always used to laugh because I'd go down to visit Scott in California where he's taking care of his mom. And I'd go down and buy my lottery ticket, you know, going to win the $85 million. And you know, you think, wow, that's going to take care of everything. Do you know how many people's lives get messed up by money? Just look at celebrities. Their lives get messed up by fame, all kinds of stuff. And pleasures. Mm-hmm. Too much chocolate cake. All those things, okay? So they those things that get in your mind can block the hearing of God's voice. Because sometimes God's voice is going to tell you, you know what? You really need to stop that. And you know, the interesting part about that is, in that walk, in this walk called life, remember it was going to take you down the path, your path? And so, you know, Kay eats chocolate cake. I do. And she loves it. And she eats it and she bakes it. Mm-hmm. And look at her. I eat it and it's like, boom. So in my case, I have to watch the chocolate cake and the ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't eat just a bowl or a scoop of ice cream. It's the quart of ice cream. Yeah, so it's like, you know. And so the things that God's going to talk to you about in those things that choke your joy are going to be different from everybody else's. And sometimes we think, well, that person should be walking the same path I am. Well, no. Because your spiritual maturity is different than Summer's. And so you have the path you're supposed to be on. And you know what? I can't tell you what your path is. We can sit down and talk and I can say, well, you know, this is what you need to talk to God about or whatever, you know. So you know, we need to do that. And so you get in that thing and look at your life now. What's choking your life right now? Is it your work? Can work choke your life? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can work be absolutely crazy? Oh, yeah. Ask Bevan. He saw me at work yesterday. I was at the hospital. It's been slow. They've been having people stay home. You know? It's like I tell my boss at work. I says, I'm in kind of one of those perplexing situations because I'm a pastor of a church, so we pray for people's healing, but yet I need people to be sick because I work at the hospital. And if they're not sick, then I don't work. And so it's like, okay, you know, what do you do? So I pray for that if people have to be sick, they come to our hospital. Now, yesterday was one of those, oh, they came to our hospital days. Okay? And it was crazy. But it can choke you. And it can get to you. Now, I happen to love my work at the hospital. But there's other times that maybe you don't. And so that can, you know, that can really get to you. Okay? So we have to, the other part is then we have to cooperate with God's word. Okay? In Luke 8:15. The seed that fell on good soil stands for those who hear the message and retain it in a good and obedient heart, and they persist until they bear fruit. They persist until they bear fruit. What that's saying is, it's not going to be peaches and cream and all the other little things you use to describe a cushy life. We live in a fallen world. Things are going to happen. Things we don't like. But Scripture also tells us that God will use all that for our benefit. Okay? God will use all that for our benefit. Now, if you go out back, parked in the float where nobody can block it in, you'll find a car back there. That belongs to somebody in the congregation. And that person had a rusted old truck that he loved. The heater didn't work very well, and the horn only worked on inspection day because he had a problem with road rage. And he would honk and hand. So his horn quit working. The only time it ever worked was on inspection day. They'd get in there, bump, worked every time. What? Because he prayed about it. Yeah. It's like, God, help. Okay. Got in a car wreck. Somebody ran a satellite and hit him. Now, if you know Jay now compared to a few years ago, back then, Jay had a kind of a temper, right? He still does, okay? But he would fly off the handle, get all upset, and life would be a disaster. He got in the car wreck, and how was your reaction? Totally calm. Totaled the truck. He got to drive it for a little longer because he baling wired the headlight back on and duct taped places, things in place. But when it came time for inspection, it wasn't going to pass. But he started listening and looking, getting impatient. Okay, God, I'm ready for a new car now. Nothing. Nothing. Until one day the Spirit prompted him, looked at a paint, and there was a car. And he thought, wow. The Spirit said, go look at that car. Did you buy it?
Nope.
Went out and looked at it. Didn't buy it. Bought the one parked next to it. He's got it out back. But you have to listen.
And the horn works.
And the horn works. But does he honk it all the time now? Do you honk it all the time?
No, not really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
He heard and listened.
Yeah. He heard and listened. And that's what it's talking about. We have to take time. And we have to ask God and say, okay, God, help me in this. Because I have road rage and I honk the horn really bad and I get really ticked at people. And I need your help. And sometimes God's answer isn't what we expect. You know? I mean, I would expect God to calm me down. But he just made the horn so it didn't work. Except for once a year. And then you get used to it. And, I have a terrible temper. I've told a lot of you about that. I have a terrible temper. And my brother used to get me mad. And he'd run because he could outrun me, but he couldn't outrun a rock or an arrow or a car. I tried all of them on him. Yeah. But it's like, you know, we need to just be there. But the Spirit's going to work in us, and we need to persist in walking in that. Because sometimes we need to start kicking the rocks out of the pot. We need to start kicking the dry spots out. Through the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit. Okay? And so, this soil represents a willing mind. That's why I say, if somebody says you have a dirty mind, say thank you. Because it's willing. Willing to listen. Willing to change. Willing to grow. Willing to do those things that God prompts you to do. And if you're having financial problems, God will work it out. God will work it out. Just trust. Luke 8:15, when he's talking about this, they listened to God's word and cling to them and steadily spread them to others who also believe. They do what with them? They cling to them. And steadily spread them to others. Because when you get it in here, it creates a joy in you. That you don't want to keep it for yourself. You want to share it with somebody else. How are you going to share it with somebody else? Maybe you're standing up here singing, or you're back there in the computer booth putting all the little things up here. So Mark's making all those things appear up on the screen. Or you're building a website or a Facebook page. You're putting a daily devotional on the Facebook page. You're handing out little brochures in the back, bulletins as you walk in. You're working on a room downstairs so we can have classes. You're having a Tuesday night service. You're bringing your favorite dish for potluck so that people can go, ooh, I want to stay and eat. Which reminds me, mine's still in the freezer down there and I forgot to get it ready. Okay? You have a talent that you're using. But you want to share it with somebody else. But again, it goes all back to Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. God wants to talk to you. We got to listen. And for a lot of us, that's the hardest part. Because I like to talk. I like to talk. But we have to listen. So, what kind of dirt are you? Anybody hard dirt? No hands? All right. Rocky dirt? Weeds? How many of you are good soil? How many of you try to be good soil? Okay. Because you know what? We're going to find that as we're growing, we're going to find those rocks again. You got to push them out of the pot. And you're going to have those dry times when you feel a little wilted. I have plants at home. You know, Scott says we have to buy a house just for my plants. But I have plants at home, and you know, you have to water them and do all that stuff. And I have a banana plant, and it'll be there, and it'll be up like this, and the next day it's like, and it's like, oh, needs water. And within an hour, it's back up. And that's going to happen to our life. We're going to have those times when, boom, we need the water of the Spirit, like rain falling down. That rain that's falling down on you, rejuvenating you, bringing you back to life. And we need to praise God for that. Amen. In all of it. Would you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you that you do love us and that you look out for us and you care for us and you give us your word so that we can read it and know what you're like. We can read about your love. We can read about your joy in us and how many times your word tells us that you're concerned about us and that you want to give us the best that there is. And you want to talk to us. Lord, help us to listen. Listen and then do what you say so we can walk in the abundance of your life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.